And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You're dialed in listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. Glad to have you here on Business 1110 KTEK on this Thursday. A little chilly out there in H-Town, so hopefully you're staying warm. You're dialed in, whether you're listening inside in your car, yeah, jogging. If you're jogging, kudos to you, because right now it is cold. All right, a couple quick things here, real before we get started and unleash the show for you today. Yeah, I know that was bad. I'm sorry. I just get used to it. That goes with the territory. One of the things that's very important to me is that we get you connected and engaged as a listening audience. Now, if you're driving around town, this is going to be a little bit harder for you to do, but if you're sitting at your desk, you're listening out on business1110ktek.com, then follow along on social media. Make sure you're following us along out on Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. So if you have not liked the page, please, I'm begging you, give your brother some love. Hop on over to Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. Like that page to stay up to date and current on the latest show topics and announcements. If you're not on Facebook, because you know what, I know not everybody in the world's on Facebook. I get it. Then you can hop over to unleashedradiohour.com. And actually today I'm hoping you'll do that because I want to engage the website in part of our discussion in sharing and learning today. And again, that address is unleashedradiohour.com. You can also follow along so that any updates to our announcements on shows, updates, anything that has to do with the show, you can dial in on unleashedradiohour.com. If you're on Twitter, you can follow me along on the Twitterverse at Ron Unleashed. Again, at Ron Unleashed. And last but not least, I'm going to give you our telephone number today if you'd like to call in and get into our discussion, which we'll get to just after this break. That local number here in Houston is 713-785-1817. Again, 713-785-1817. And oh, by the way, when we get towards the top of the hour, I got a big announcement on who our guest and topic will be for next week. So don't miss it and stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
What does it mean to be a worship leader? To lift and encourage God's people week after week without losing energy, momentum, or inspiration? Well, you need support. You need to calibrate. Worship leaders, worship staff, lead pastors, join us in Dallas-Fort Worth on Monday, March 16th for Calibrate, the Worship Leader event, a coming together of people dedicated to helping you help your congregation to provide insight, guidance, and support to truly turn your music ministry into something that also ministers to you and your team. Join worship leaders Matt Powell from Third Day, Danny Goki, Christine Knuckles, and Mark Hall from Casting Grounds as they share their story behind their discipleship and vision for a real community of pastors and servants that serve each other. Hosted by author and radio personality Frank Reed at Northwood Church in Dallas, this is the event you must attend. Register now at calibrateworship.com. That's calibrateworship.com. Registration, just $79 when you use the password KLTY.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back in black. Actually, I'm in red today, so it's all good. It's all good, and we'll talk about what that means in my battle red. That's a little drop and a hint for later. In my battle red, you're listening here to the Unleashed Radio Hour, which is a production of Motivational Transitions. You can learn more about Motivational Transitions at motivationaltransitions.com. And again, we hope you're following along online. Hey, if you're out there on Facebook, hop over to Unleashed Radio Hour. If you're listening in and you're connected as one of my friends in low places. Sorry, I couldn't resist that one. Hoping Garth comes to the H-Town to bring a concert to us. But if you're connected, let me know you're listening in. I'll get some shout-outs at the top of the hour. I'm going to give a quick one because it was nice to know Miss Katie is listening in and saying that this has become a part of her Thursday mornings. And yes, I agree, Katie. That is cool, my friend. That is cool. And I'm not talking about the temperatures outside. I'm looking out the windows. At least have sunshine is out today. And a little chilly, but a much better day than what we've been having. And part of that is there's this wonderful vision that I'm looking at right now out over Houston on the west side of town. And Matt is dialed in as well. Thanks, Matt, for being a part of the show. James, hopefully you're listening in there up in KC. And hopefully you didn't get pounded by snow because we don't have any down here. And I kind of like it like that. All right. Before we get rocking too far ahead of ourselves, I just want to thank everybody for coming back again, listening in, and being a part of this journey known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. Every now and again, we have an opportunity. I've got some guests lined up coming here, but today is What I have coined on the show is going to be a hashtag Ronalog. Yes, it's going to be a Ronalog because it's going to be yours truly. Just me, myself, and I having an opportunity to use the microphone to share some information and to do some good. Today's topic that we're going to get into is one that is really a part of the fabric of my everyday existence. And the topic, and if you're following along on the Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook, you already know, it's about creating an expansive vision for your life and business. And people are like, well, vision? I mean, I got two eyes. Maybe I've got four if I'm wearing some corrective lenses or contacts. Yes, yes, that's one type of vision, ladies and gentlemen. But when I'm talking about creating an expansive vision for your life and for your business, I'm talking a little bit different. I'm talking about, are you looking forward? So if you're out there and you're a business owner, you're a manager, you're a leader, you're a community member, you're an individual that has this burning desire inside to do, to be, to create. Well, that, in my humble opinion, needs to be unleashed. Yeah, that is the theme, hashtag 2015 Unleashed. And I'm going to share some of my own personal journey with that here with you today. But one of the things that I know very clearly is that, and to preach and teach just a little bit in Proverbs, it says, without vision, people will perish. And one of the things that this show is dialed into, and I'm going to tell a quick story about positive psychology, and having that vision is a part of that process. It's a great book, and if you have not heard of it, or if you have, make sure you dial it in. A little book that came out, I'm going to say around 2004, 2005, called How Full Is Your Bucket? It's out of the Gallup Organization. Tom Rath is one of the authors, as well as other folks from the Gallup. You might say Gallup poll, where they do tons of research. And one of the things in this positive psychology, and the other author is Donald Clifton, is looking at the impact of positive thoughts, is looking at the impact of what can uplifting and being uplifting towards others do for their overall positive psyche. And what they did, there was a study that is cited, and I've got the audiobook, so it's fresh in my brain, when they looked at how prisoners of war responded in the Korean War. And again, citing some information from the book, How Full Is Your Bucket? And one of the things that happened is those prisoners of war, our troops, they were treated with a different type of warfare, and it was psychological warfare. In essence, everything that they created in the culture, which if we go back to last week's show on culture, and you can listen to last week's show out on unleashedradiohour.com, click on the podcast that's already up there, or search it by iTunes. All the shows are recorded and posted. And my bad joke is that, well, if you missed the show, we missed you too. But last week we talked about culture. Well, the culture that they created in this POW camp was a culture where it was totally rooted on negativity. The Korean officers pit our POWs against one another, rewarded individuals for, if you will, being tattletales or being the rat or being someone that spoke out. This person took this and this person did that, and they wound up creating this really divisive culture. They also did something, and I'm still trying to figure out how this works, but when mail would arrive for those prisoners of war, they would inspect it prior to delivering it to the prisoners. And any good stories were trashed. They only delivered mail that came from the States, and I'm still trying to figure out the semantics of that because they're prisoners of war. But anyway, probably some wartime treaty and other information that I'm just not aware of. But they would give them all the negative stories of a loved one that had passed or a spouse that was filing for divorce. And what really wound up happening is people then lost hope. People lost hope, and they can even cite where some of the prisoners actually just died. They gave up hope. They stopped living. They would crawl into a corner. They would not move. They would not talk. And they literally wound up dying. So one of the things when we talk about vision is also tied very intimately to hope. I believe all of us need a little bit more hope in our lives, that even during tough trying or despair times, that we've got to be able to create a vision. And so just so that we have something to work off of, what I wanted to be able to do is give you a quote or a definition of, you know, how would you define vision? What does that really mean? And I think this definition that I found applies not only to organizations. So again, this is business radio, but also applies to us as individuals. And that's where I really hope to speak to your heart, to the essence of your presence today, about, do you have an expansive vision for your life? And if you're a business owner, do you have one for your business? Because it starts with that vision. And so let me give you the definition here real quick. And I like this because of how it was articulated. So what is a vision? It is an aspirational description of what an organization, and I would say individual, would like to achieve or accomplish in the midterm or long-term future. It is intended to serve as a clear guide for choosing current and future courses of action. Okay? The piece that I like in there is inspirational. The piece that I like is to achieve and accomplish, that it's future-oriented. And it also is intended to serve as a clear guide for choosing current and future courses of action. Now, I bring that up because one of the things that I believe, and I've had a chance to share this and be affirmed that there is some truth to the following statement, is we have gotten to a point where in our society, and as I sit here in the studio, you know, I'm texting back and forth, I'm on social media, I got laptop up in front and running, heck, I'm even recording this to later be posted on a YouTube channel that I've created for the show. But my point of the story is, we have gotten to a point in our society where we are expected to do all, be all, for all. Some businesses go out of business and organizations go out of business because they try to be too big. They try to be one-stop shop, everything for everyone. Well, that doesn't work. To the same regards where we as individuals, when we try to do all, be all, for all, who is the one that gets lost in that equation? Hello, newsflash. That's us. We lose sight of what's important to us. And see, one of the things that I know in leadership and I know in management and successful people, they have expansive visions for their life and for their business. They have a clear idea. If you were to close your eyes and say, man, what does success look like to me? It's literally being able to see it, to know it. Let me dial one in that's really probably pretty common that most folks can relate to. You know, some common life experiences. Someone who goes off to college, when they start that journey, and I'm bringing a principle from Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, you know, they begin with the end in mind. They start that journey with that vision of, a lot of them, what if it's a better paying job, whether there's an opportunity, or they literally have made a great, well-informed decision about that career path. They know exactly what it is that they're doing in order to get there. But the biggest vision, if you ask a college student that they are looking forward to, for many, it's that moment when they graduate. It's that moment when their name is called in that commencement ceremony. And yes, I've butchered a few names and have done that in the past. But it's that moment and that opportunity that all the hard work, all the energy and effort and time and resources that were invested into that activity produce the result. And they cannot wait for that moment. They cannot wait for that time to occur when I'm walking across that stage. I've got that diploma and the love and the support of family and friends and faculty members and others that have helped that individual along that path. Well, that's when it's realized. That's when it's realized. So when we talk about an inspirational and aspirational description of what an organization would like to achieve or individuals or accomplish in the mid or long term, there's some time involved in there. But the key thing that, ladies and gentlemen, is absolutely there is it requires a future course of action. All right. So if you're out there and you're able to, or if you're listening to this via podcast, take a sheet of paper out. I don't care where you do it. Make 2 dots, pretty good distance away from each other. I'm doing it in studio right now. Label 1.A and label 1.B. Now connect the dots. I've done this in many classes that I've taught on visionary leadership, planning and goal setting and priorities. But one of the things that I want you to do is connect the dots. I would venture to say that most individuals that are out there, if you're listening in and you're actually following along, and it has been my experience in classes that I have taught where I've used this activity, the vast majority of people go straight line from point A to point B because we know the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. Ladies and gentlemen, how often does that actually happen in life? And so what I'm here to say and what we're going to talk about is trying to establish what this vision talk is all about, but more importantly, why is it important? The why matters. And then we're going to talk about how, later on in the show, you can begin to create your vision. Because sometimes people do squiggly lines that get them from point A to point B. And that is called life, because things come up that we can't plan for, we cannot control. But the goal, you must create the vision, whether it's in your business or in your life, of where you're going to be. That's attached to a time, 2 years, 3 years, 1 year, 1 year, whatever the case might be. Where are we going to be in the future? That future goal. Because even when you get blown off your path, if your destination is out there, you can make sure that you redirect and course correct the journey. Well, hear the music, ladies and gentlemen. That means it's time for a break. We'll continue this discussion on vision when we come back.
Writing a Christian book, you're doing an amazing thing, getting it all down on paper. But once you've got the manuscript, then what? Well, you can spend a year or more trying to find a publisher, or you can cut right to the chase. Make your book real with Zulon Press. Finding a publisher is time-consuming and uncertain. With Zulon Press, things are quick and definite. They specialize in one thing, helping Christian authors put their books in print. Zulon Press will publish your book. Zulon Press gets it into bookstores. Your book is on Amazon. Work with Zulon Press and there's no question, you are a published author. If you're writing a Christian book, get your free publishing guide from Zulon Press. Just log on to ChristianPublishing.com. That's ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press. Book publishing by Christians for Christians. Get your free publishing guide at ChristianPublishing.com. Zulon Press is a division of Salem Communications, the same people who bring you this nifty radio station.
This is Business 1110.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Look, if you had one shot.
Andy, we're in sync, brother.
One opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're having the opportunity right now today to listen to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK. Hopefully you're dialed in and listening out there in the internet stratosphere, if you will, on business1110ktek.com. Hey, I am taking names. Want to know that folks are listening in. I'm going to give some shout-outs here at the top of the hour. Make sure that everyone's dialed in, and I'll give you a shout-out. And that's out on Facebook, or you can connect with me on Twitter, at Ron Unleashed. And then what I really, 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 really want you to do, pretty please, sugar on top, strawberries, whatever your favorite topping is on your ice cream that Sunday, is I'd love for y'all to go out, y'all, yeah, I'm in Texas, I would love for you all to go out to unleashedradiohour.com. Again, unleashedradiohour.com. If you're not there, please get there if you're able. Please don't do this if you're driving down I-45, 610, the Beltway. Don't do that on the roads. But if you're in the office and you're listening and dial in like I know a lot of you are, and thank you for letting me know. I'll give some shout-outs here shortly. Head out to unleashedradiohour.com on that internet browser. I'm gonna pull into that here shortly and kind of talk and share a little story from that here in a bit. Make sure you click on that follow button on that homepage so that you can follow along on updated show topics, information, discussion, and announcements. I've got some things that are working in behind the scenes that I cannot wait to unleash and share with you. And then that way you stay dialed and plugged into the show. All right. When we went to the break, we were talking about what a vision is. You know, one of the funny things, I don't say funny, but actually more divine in my world is I can close my eyes and I can almost go back to this dream that I've had on a repeated basis. I don't know where it is. I don't know the audience. All I know is I'm up on stage, and I'm talking to a really good-sized audience, a small arena or something of that nature. And in this vision, in this dream that I continually do have, and some say that those are somewhat divine, is I'm in front of a group of audience and I'm holding a handheld mirror, you know, the kind of the round or the oval shaped ones. And I'm looking at it, and on the back, the words printed are, "Can you believe?" And I believe what I've gathered from the message that I'm delivering to that audience is, "Can you believe they're going to pay me to do this again today?" That's the over-resounding message. And part of that is whoever I'm talking to, where the only thing that I can make rhyme or reason out of it is, I've made a life and a commitment to help others unleash their potential. And a big part of that is finding your heart song in the work that you do. So I have endeavored to do just that. Everything that I have made a shift to for hashtag 2015 Unleashed. Yeah, I did a little Justin Timberlake and Jimmy Fallon yesterday in the class that I taught, little humor break and hashtag a mania. But the key is that gives me direction. I don't know where, I don't know what, I don't know if you believe in deja vu, but by golly, that's a vision that I can buy into, that I can see. It's something that I, hey, whether it, I believe it's going to happen, and so I need to stay steady the course. And that is what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen. It's about being able to create that expansive vision for your life and for your business. If you were to stop, pause, I could go stop, collaborate, and listen. Ron is back with a vision invention. Okay, sorry, I won't rap anymore. That was bad. I apologize. That just came out of nowhere. But anyway, the point that I'm trying to share with you is let's real quick, real fast. How many of you out there have ever taken a family vacation? And maybe you've been the one to plan that family vacation. You create a vision. You create a vision for where you're going to go, what you're going to do. Some of you may even get down to the minutiae and the detail of a full agenda for every single day. Why? Because it's a limited resource of time, energy, financial resources that you want to maximize that trip to Disneyland or Disney World or on that cruise or wherever it is to Europe or whatever you're going to do, because there's a very distinct beginning and there's a very distinct ending. But you create that vision. You want that energy. And I've seen lately, you know, and I don't know what it's all about because we haven't been down to Disneyland or Disney World, where the bracelets that come in and the reveal to the family and to the kids. Oh, by the way, guess where we're going? Guess what came in the mail today? Well, there's a response you're looking for that you see. There's an excitement and an energy that you can close your eyes and say, I cannot wait until the kids see this today. Or I cannot wait until we come over the crest and we see the sun set or the sunrise on that beautiful vista that we've been looking forward to because we've never seen the Grand Canyon. That is an expansive view. It's an expansive vision. My question is, why don't we do that with more aspects of our life? Why don't we dial that in a way that we can say, hey, in the next 5 years, which we're going to talk about when we come back from this break. In the next 5 years, let's create a plan. So as the music says, we're not just living on a prayer.
We live in a pretty nice neighborhood, really safe. Yeah, a few families have security systems, but not us. We felt really safe. Till last week, when someone broke into our home. We were gone less than an hour, and they took just about everything that wasn't nailed down. Jewelry, TVs, artwork, even the kids' video games. We thought this couldn't ever happen to us. We thought wrong. My wife and I felt violated, and our kids were scared to go back in the house. So we asked one of the neighbors about their security system from Alliance, and then we called them.
If you think this can't happen to you, think again. Then call Alliance Security and get peace of mind for less, a lot less. We offer free same-day installation for many neighborhoods, plus give you a $100 Visa gift card. Call us right now at 1-800-928-4565. That's 1-800-928-4565. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-928-4565.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're dialed back in here. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger, and this is a production of Motivational Transitions. Yeah, I'm kind of getting into the flow of things. And if you're a music aficionado, that's a little Even Flow by Pearl Jam. I love my music. It gets me going. It gets me pumped up. Hopefully, the Unleashed Radio Hour is doing the same for you. So if you have friends, colleagues, loved ones who you feel could benefit from this show, give them a call. Give them a holler. Let them know to dial in to listen to us. the truth of the matter is, I am working to do everything I can to make this show successful. It's not about me, it's about you, the listeners, which if you will, please go out to unleashedradiohour.com. Again, that's unleashedradiohour.com. Follow the show, stay up to date. I got a nice, cool announcement that I'm going to make later today about my guest for next week. I think you'll enjoy that. But when we went to the break, one of the things that we did and one of the things that I left you kind of hanging with is, hey, you know, we spent all this time creating this vision for a family vacation or a short-term experience. My question is, why don't we spend some of the time doing that in other areas and other aspects of our lives? You know, we look at this and we say, hey, you know, I can't wait to go on this vacation. And I keep using that because, again, distinct start and end. But if we go back to the definition of creating a vision, you know, that may be that short term and there gives a current course and future plan. I got to save the money. I got to take the vacation request. So we have a roadmap. My question is, why don't we create a roadmap like that we know how to do, that many of us have done for a short term experience, but expand that? Again, creating that expansive vision for your life and business and expand that vision more long term. So one of the things that I've done, and I'm going to leave you with a Klinger Zinger here in just a second. Yes, you can hashtag that, Klinger Zinger, is one of the things I want to make sure that you're dialed into. We, or as Townie from Waterboy can say, you can do it. All right? You can do it. You can create a vision no different than anybody else. It has to come from your heart. It has to come from your soul. It has to come from your values of what's important to you. So when I talk about things and when I visit and I discuss and I share this topic on vision, when I talk about what's going to happen and what we're going to do and how that's going to work, you have to do some homework yourself. And so this is a quick segment here, and we're going to go to break here just shortly. But what I want to do is I want to set this up so that when we go to break and we come back, I can take you through a couple different activities. First thing I want you to do is I want you to go out, if you're listening in your office and you have access and you can get online, go out to unleashedradiohour.com. Again, that's unleashedradiohour.com. And because I'm going to give a series of instructions of something I want you to do that's on that website if you're listening in. And so that's step number one. But here's the Klinger Zinger that I'm going to drop on you today. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Some of you who are out there in the colder temps could use some heat. But here's what we're going to do. Here's the Klinger Zinger of the day. And I've asked this in many, many a workshop presentation that I've done. I've asked this, and I just began to start asking it over and over when I had to look in the mirror and had to ask my own self, hey, are you where you thought you'd be 5 years ago? And I want you to really ponder that thought for just a second and go deep with it. When I say, are you where you thought you would be 5 years ago? So stop, reflect back. You're today, where you're at. Are you where you thought you'd be 5 years ago? And the reason why I say that is 5 years, ladies and gentlemen, goes by in a snap. In a snap. But if we don't start to create different steps along the way and to create a vision, then I've seen it, and sadly I've heard it, where people get down the road and they're like, well, I wish I coulda, woulda, and shoulda done something different. Okay? Or, man, life just beat me up, and I just did what I had to do to survive. And I'm not here to diminish that whatsoever. But if you want to create an expansive vision for your life and business, you need to do some of that self-work. You need to be able to look in and say, if I'm talking about this, and we're going to come back from a break in just a second, and we're going to get into this more, are you where you thought you'd be 5 years ago? I have learned that is a profound question. One that you have the power to address, one that you have the power to reflect upon and say, yes, I am, and no, I'm not, and what areas in my life do I really need to put that attention to and to create that vision for a better tomorrow? You hear the music? We're going to dance to that break. We're going to come right back. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, head out to unleashedradiohour.com.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here, and you've probably heard, maybe from me, that if you owe the IRS money, they can do some scary things. Garnish your wages, levy your bank account, even seize your home or business. You add on the penalties and interest, and getting out of debt can seem impossible. Back taxes are for real. It's not a game. But the game changes when you have a team of tax experts on your side. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief can immediately protect you from aggressive collections. And for a limited time, the IRS is offering a tax debt forgiveness program. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. With the help of Optima, you may qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. Nobody knows the game better than the Optima team. Don't wait till it's game over. Let their experts coach you through this. It's a win-win. Call for your free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is Business 1110.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, I'm in love. I'm in love with creating a vision that's going to help you create that expansive life that you want to live, whether it's for your personal life or your business. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour here on Business 1110 KTEK. You're dialed in out on Business 1110 KTEK.com. Hopefully by now, ladies and gentlemen, you got the point. I want you over at UnleashedRadioHour.com. Again, please go out and visit us over on at UnleashedRadioHour.com. That's going to come up here in just a second. So if you're listening in or you're following along in the podcast post show, that way you can follow along with the journey that we're about to begin. Speaking of journey, we wouldn't be here in this journey and a part of this vision if it wasn't for the wonderful support of our community and corporate partners. And at this point in time, I got my good friend Hilton on the line. Hilton, how you doing today, sir?
Ooh, everything's wonderful.
Got to get that ooh in, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we've been talking about vision today. So give folks a vision of what's going on over at Hilton Furniture and Mattress.
Well, the vision that's going on is we're unleashing the value. We're unleashing the deals on Tempur-Pedic mattresses, on Sealy Posturepedic mattresses, on Stearns & Foster mattresses, on our Paris Jade memory foam mattress collection, on solid wood bedroom sets, solid wood dining room sets. We're unleashing unbelievable deals here at Hilton Furniture and Mattress right now. And as always, you know, we have the greatest finance programs anywhere. We have interest-free financing for, you know, those with great credit. We have unbelievable plans to reestablish your credit or if you want to get your credit started. You know, everything's going on right now at Hilton Furniture and Mattress. We're in full swing of things. It's tax time. You know, the delivery trucks are rolling. You know, we have immediate delivery, immediate pickup options available. You know, right here at Hilton Furniture and Mattress. Remember, we're at I-45 South, just inside the Beltway, exit Fuquay. Look for the Hilton Furniture and Mattress sign, you know, and that's a fact, Jack.
All right, Hilton, man, we always appreciate you coming in, bringing some energy, and sharing that vision for what's going on at Hilton Furniture and Mattress. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're dialed in on the UnleashedRadioHour.com site, you can click on Partners, Corporate and Community Partners. Look at that Partners, and you have the address, the web address, HiltonFurnitureAndMattress.com, as well as a telephone number. And what's that telephone number again, Hilton?
713-910-FACT. Ooh, and that's a fact, Jack. Let them have it.
Amen, amen. Hilton, thanks. Have a blessed day. Enjoy the beautiful weather outside, brother. Thank you for being part of the Unleashed Radio Hour.
All righty.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, just like that, you know, we gotta help take care of our partners that help take care of us. So, again, if you haven't had a chance, get out to UnleashedRadioHour.com. Click on that Partners link, and you'll learn all about Hilton Furniture and Mattress. Again, just south on 45, south of Alameda Mall, on the feeder, southbound feeder on I-45. All right, when we went to break, I had an opportunity. I was saying, hey, get out to UnleashedRadioHour.com. And, yes, I'm saying it again, get out to UnleashedRadioHour.com. If you're on the homepage, there's a little blue button on the right-hand side. Do me a huge favor. Click follow. I need folks to follow because then guess what? Then I'll just set when the emails go out about the new show, you'll get it automatically in your inbox. You'll know what the topics are, and I'm excited, really, really excited to share what's going on next week. So I'm going to put you with bated breath. You'll have to pay attention. We'll get to that here in about 10 minutes. That being said, when we stopped the last segment, I gave a clinger zinger. And that clinger zinger was, and you can hashtag that out on Twitter or on Facebook, hashtag clinger zinger. I talked about creating that expansive vision for your life and for your business. And I asked the question, are you where you thought you would be 5 years ago? Now, some people are and as I know, some people have commented that, guess what? I am, and I'm in a great place. That is awesome. But what I also find is if we don't start taking and doing a little bit of planning, and folks, I'm not talking about every minute of every day that we have to plan out or have planned out. I'm talking about creating a plan that is rooted in a vision that comes from your heart, that comes from your soul, that comes from the values of what's important to you. So real quick, I told you we're going to do a couple activities during this segment, and this is a longer segment, so I want to be able to get into those here. And what I want to be able to do is if you're out there listening in, just take a piece of paper. We already did the, you know, connecting the dots, and sometimes life hands us some challenges or some struggles, and we have to adapt. Well, here's one of the things. If we have that vision and it's future-oriented, we can always keep that in the forefront of where we're going. Even when life hands us a struggle or a challenge or something that we have to stop and roll and deal with, that's okay. That's life. But it's how we respond to those adversities and those challenges that matter. And if we never have a vision that's created forward, where are we going? Where are we going? I mean, really, where are you going? So here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about this, and I want you to take a piece of paper. I want you to write the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 down on a sheet of paper. Write those numbers down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then beside each number, here's what I want you to do. I want you to truly stop for a moment, hit the pause button on life if you're listening in, or do this later because you may be at work and someone's calling or you got to respond to an email. I understand. But what I want you to do is I want you to capture right here, right now in your life, what matters most, what truly matters most, or to put more specifically and succinctly based upon the challenge, what matters most to you, your family, your loved ones, your life journey in the next 5 years. I pick 5 years because there's some spiritual connection to that. There's that perfect resonance of a perfect fifth in music. There's the 5 second rule. That's really popular in my house. Hey, 5 second rule, I can still eat it. But my point being is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What are those 5 things that matter most to you over the next 5 years? Where do you want to be? So if you were to stop and we were to dial in, and oh my gosh, you ready for this, ladies and gentlemen? I'm going to actually say this. And if you're out on Facebook, let me know your response to this. Where are you going to be February 26th, 2020? Yes, I just said, what are you going to be doing? Where are you going to be? What's the life that you're going to be living on February 26th, 2020? So ironically, that's 2020 vision, ladies and gentlemen. I just happened to happen today. I don't think it did. Actually, I think there's a bigger call to that. And that's what has me here on the airwaves doing the Unleashed Radio Hour. But really think about, what are those things? Is it financial stability? Is it your health? Is it your career? Is it your business that you're building or that you own or that you're working to establish? Is it the relationships that are in your life, family, friends, loved ones? Are you working to make a difference in the community because you volunteer as a part of a nonprofit or a community-based organization? Is it your spiritual walk and journey? I don't know. But what I do know is if we don't work to create a plan that is future-oriented, if we do not dial in to those things that truly matter to us, then guess what? Now you're right back to the rat race that we talked about earlier of trying to do all, be all, for all. Do all, be all, for all. And you get lost. This is a great activity to do within a business group when you have a team that says, okay, team, we need to chart our path for the next 5 years. All right, so 2020, where are we going to be? What are we going to be doing? You know, don't take on the 50-year plan or the 25-year plan unless you're a well-established business, but take it all in chunks. Take it, heck, maybe you need to say, Ron, I need to get through the week, okay? So what is the vision for that week? Oh, yeah, we always look forward to that. It's called Friday. And I think that's sad because if folks are only looking forward to Friday, then I ask you, do you love what you do? Is that career, that profession, what you should be doing? And see, and that's where I think it is a sad story in the state of affairs of our workforce is that we have a lot of people out there that are in a job and not having a career. They're in a job, but they don't necessarily have a career. Because I'll tell you straight up right here, right now, right here, as I sit before you talking on this microphone on the airwaves today, I'm loving what I'm doing, and I'm hoping that shows. All right, the Unleashed Radio Hour is something that I'm going to unleash to you. So if you're out on unleashedradiohour.com, click on that Listener Central link that's in the menu bar. All right, here's where often I'll put some polls. I'm trying to find a way to engage you, the listener. And today it is your engagement is somewhat more of a passive approach. And that engagement today by going out to unleashedradiohour.com and clicking on Listener Central is just this. If you go out, I put an entry in 2 days ago. And I had two questions that I started that entry with on the 24th. Says, have you ever had a vision that inspired you to do more, to be more, to work late into the hours of the day and know that your efforts are worthwhile? Well, that's what I was doing on the 24th. And it says there, I was preparing for this show. And one of the things that I knew that I had, and I literally burnt the midnight oil. I had one of those spur of the moments, kick me in my pants, got to get it done, will not rest, will not go to sleep until it's accomplished. And it's because I knew that I had a document that I actually scanned. It was a picture that I had created a couple of years ago. And so when we talk about vision, we talk about a future orientation. And what I want, and I knew that I had somewhere and I needed to go find, is I had fun creating what I call a visionscape document. It's just a document, vision board, however you want to do it. Well, this happened to be in a leadership class that I was teaching on visionary leadership. And I gave all the participants a sheet of paper. I gave them crayons. These are adults, folks. Giving them permission to think in an expansive, fun, and engaging way. And what I did was I created the document. So if you're out at unleashedradiohour.com, under the Listener Central, all right, you will see a document that has smack in the center, family. You know, when we start thinking about the things that matter most to me, my family is upmost first on the list. My faith is in there, but when I think of everything that I do on a day-to-day basis, not only does my faith and family, they go hand in hand. Then you'll see, yeah, I'm a Texans fan. We'll get to that later. That's more of the recreational fun. All right, you see the Texans logo, and I try to do the best, and I didn't do a very good job, but oh well. I think they'll forgive me, because now I haven't infringed on any copyright or likenesses. I haven't infringed on any trademarks on their logo. Below that, you'll see there's a whistle. Kind of become synonymous. I have a red whistle that I wear. It's my trainer's whistle that I use everywhere I go when I do a training class or a workshop. And part of what I'm sharing with you is my vision that I created for an expansive life, and in this case, now my business. You know, what I am put on this earth to do is to coach and serve others. That's on this document. That's on this image that's out there. And then smack underneath family, ironically enough, is a microphone. I'll give you a couple wild guesses as to what that could be, because you're listening to me now. So getting back on the radio at that point in time was something that I had sought to do. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour on Business 1110, KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio in Houston. You see, sometimes when we start creating that vision, we begin to believe. We begin to see when opportunities are presented to us that we can seize them, that we can unleash that potential within and actually do that of which we have always wanted to do. So when we start talking about the rest of that picture and that image and that document, you know, there's a stage, really bad, you know, the red curtains there. I try to do my best to give a stage. Well, that's me being able to get out and do training and workshops and keynotes. I'm very blessed that I've got two of those coming up over the next 2 months. One will be next Tuesday in the Clear Lake area. So I'm excited about that. Then there's my bad image of a Winnebago. I had this vision several years ago that there one day will be, and yes, there will, ladies and gentlemen, the Travelin' Ron Show. I'll have my Winnebago. And part of that vision is traveling with the family in the summer months and in the spring. But ladies and gentlemen, if you know me and those listening in, I'm a football fan in the fall. It's me and my boys. And what I mean by that is me and a couple of buddies, we'll get in my Winnebago, we'll get in that RV, and I will book speaking engagements, and I will travel into the cities where the best football game is, tailgate on Saturday and Sunday, and then hit the road to the next city, and we'll make that a fall traveling tour. Now, ladies and gentlemen, that's a vision that inspires me to work hard every single day while I take care of my family. We'll come back right after this break. You hear the music. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour on KTEK.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom49.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 49.com. Go to freedom49.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom49.com.
This is Business 1110.
Okay, I can't lie, ladies and gentlemen, I'm getting down in studio to that jam right there. Turned down for what? Or as those of us here in the H-Town area know it as, turned down for what? Which brings me to a quick announcement we're going to make, and we're going to wrap up this journey on vision. Hey, nice thing about having a radio show is you can pick up the phone, you can call anybody and say, hey, would you like to be on the airwaves? Now, don't get too terribly excited. I know you're like, oh my gosh, if you know Turn Down for What in the Houston area, if any of you ever been to a Houston Texans football game, you know that one of the faces of this town and this community and of the NFL is what I want to say is our Houston son, J.J. Watt. Well, I'm not lucky enough to have J.J. Watt. I tried to get Mama Watt on studio, and hopefully that will happen at some other point in time. But I am very fortunate to be able to announce to you here today, ladies and gentlemen, that next Thursday, you know, every generation has someone that makes an impact and leaves a legacy to be admired. We're going to have an opportunity to listen and learn about the legacy that J.J. Watt is building right here in the Houston area and beyond, and the impact that that's having, where he's dreaming big and working hard for our youth. I'm going to have with us Houston coordinator Karen Edelman of the J.J. Watt Foundation. So all you Houston Texans fans, dial in, listen in. I'm really excited. Matter of fact, today I'm in my battle red J.J. Watt 99 jersey here in the studio. But I'm excited because I just can't think of anyone who's out there that is in the public eye that right now is a great role model for our youth to watch, to emulate, to follow. So we're going to hear from Karen next week. So dial in next Thursday where that show is going to be all about the J.J. Watt Foundation. Hey, that started with the vision, ladies and gentlemen. That ties into our comments and discussion here for today. I got to tell you, to all of you that are dialed in and listening and sharing out there your comments on Facebook, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because you're affirming to me that what I'm doing here matters. Hey, it's one thing to be able to get on the radio. It's another thing to do something of purpose. It's another thing to do something that helps people. And that's what this is all about here on the Unleashed Radio Hour, folks. I'm really working hard to make sure that I'm working hard for you. So if you haven't already, go out to unleashedradiohour.com. One last thing that I want to talk about on the Listener Central page is if you scroll to the bottom of that page, one thing, and you can make comments on the page, you can leave any other comments you would like to, a reply on Listener Central, is one thing you'll notice is I did a clip from my GoDaddy.com account. When I talk about vision and I talk about having a dream, when I talk about inspiration that moves us day in and day out, it can be one thing, it could be multiple things, but here's one thing that I will tell you, and I hope that's coming across to you on the airwaves today, or if you're listening to the podcast. Podcasts are located out on iTunes as well as at the unleashedradiohour.com. Ironically, and it's coming up for renewal, I registered the domain name unleashedradiohour.com, and this is no joke, ladies and gentlemen. It was on April 1st, 2011. Because I got the notice that it's getting ready to be renewed, when I tell you that I got a little choked up to have that vision that I now am afforded the opportunity to be doing what I'm doing on the airwaves now on the Unleashed Radio Hour, yeah, it hit me hard because it means something to me, and I'm hoping this show today has been something that's impactful for you.
Market Wrap with Mo Ansari is your daily source for financial news and analysis. With over 30 years of trading experience, Mo shares his thoughts on the markets, answers your financial questions, and features guest experts from around the world covering a variety of investment topics. Visit MarketWrapWithMo.com for more info about the show and listen to Market Wrap with Mo Ansari.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot,
one opportunity. Ah, love me some Eminem. And hopefully today you're having an opportunity to listen in to the Unleashed Radio Hour, where creating an expansive vision for your life or your business is resonating with you. I have to tell you, I'm overwhelmed with the support that's flowing out here on Facebook. Quick shout outs that I'm going to go ahead and give. I've got a lot of people listening in. Again, Katie and Matt, thank you. James up in KC. Hillary's listening in, and Hillary, I hope you're doing well, Mama, and that baby is well and on its way. Kathy's dialed in. Hope, thanks for letting me know. So far, the show has been awesome, and these words are much needed for you today. Jennifer's listening in, my good friend Laura. Rachel, amen to that. Andrew, thanks for dialing in, brother, and glad to hear about your success that you're having. And I love the fact that some of you took the challenge and shared on Facebook that, hey, in 2020, 5 years from now, what are you going to be doing? What's your life going to look like? What's that going to be like? You know, we have to create that vision. And if you haven't had a chance, hop on out to unleashedradiohour.com. Make sure that when you get there, please do me a huge favor on that homepage. On that homepage, click the blue little button over there that says follow along under the listen live button. There's a little blue button that says follow. Click that. You'll put your email address in there, and then that way you can stay up to date on the show. If you listened, you heard next week we're going to be having an opportunity to hear from Karen Edelman, who is the Houston coordinator of the J.J. Watt Foundation. I'm very excited to have her here in studio and share that message. And I just hope that you've enjoyed today's show, because we're already at that last segment. And so when we get here, you know that it's time for me to share the quote of the day as it relates to the show. I hope that you take time to engage in the activities, create your visionscape, create your top five of what matters for you over the next 5 years. Take action today so that tomorrow will put you on your path and your course of direction and be able to take effective action. But today is something that I'd like to share with you. The quote today is a very powerful one that comes from Oprah Winfrey. And I think this truly does resonate with me, and I hope it does with you as well. It's create the highest, grandest vision possible for your life, because you become what you believe. And I want you to think about that. Create the highest, grandest vision possible for your life, or your business in this case, because you become what you believe. And again, I apologize if it sounded like I got a little bit emotional there, and I did. But, you know, no, I'm not going to apologize, because it's coming from my heart. The fact that I registered unleashedradiohour.com in 2011, and here I am actually using the URL to host this show and to advertise this show and to make a difference, means everything to me. And just like that, ladies and gentlemen, we have gotten ourselves to the end of another show. I truly hope that you enjoyed it. The goal of this show is to always bring positive, uplifting information and resources to the airwaves, information that can help you in your career, your life, your business. So as you go forward with the rest of the week and into the weekend, please share, go out there, be that rippling effect where we here in Houston area and beyond can make a difference. Share with what you learned with others, with the hope, with the desire, with the belief, with the vision of that you can keep doing good to unleash the good in your community and beyond. Thank you for being a part of the Unleashed Radio Hour today, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to listen in, share, tell everybody next week. We're going to talk all about the J.J. Watt Foundation and all the good that he's doing to make a difference. Have a great week, ladies and gentlemen.